Some people live their lives by a little red book that points the right line out and guides them good. They never really mimic every word by eye, cause if they did they'd be in a whole world of strife. The book's quite old school, back then it was tough. It contains some quite experimental justice. I'm thinking people are thinking that without this book, that without these verses we'd pillage and murder, but following this red book, word for word, would lead you to actually pillage and murder. Could it be so what we think to be right is simply the opinion that survived?
Do or do things right, and you will feel alright. Cause when you're bad you will feel sad.
That's the religion I live by. There's a bloke in the book who made everything. He knows every individual and every trick in them. Way above emotion, never getting stressed, but when men choose against him, gets jealous. People fight for him in crippling wars, but since he has a power of infinite awe, and we're merely itching on futility's floor, should we really be needing to assist him at all? If he loves us all, knowing all we think, should he only like people with faith in him? Given I can't control what I truly believe, can I be forgiven for only believing who I see?
Do or do things right, and you will feel alright. Cause when you're bad you will feel sad.
That's the religion I live by.
Do or do things right, and you will feel alright. Cause when you're bad you will feel sad.
That's the religion I live by. Could it be time to avoid this push, so we wouldn't be blind when joining up coulds? Could we see both sides of the coin for the good, and breed less strife on our voyage for good? Getting threatened by men with questions will never get anywhere. Rejecting evidence, could we test everything instead of betting on alleged legends? If we teach that it's right to blindly believe, if we reach to the sky to define our meaning, we'll not agree what's right and keep driving people to fight with people.
Do or do things right, and you will feel alright. Cause when you're bad you will feel sad.
That's the religion I live by.